God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I wonder this morning, as I read Luke chapter 1, what it must be like to be the angel Gabriel. For centuries, he's been frightening people the world over. Every time he seems to deliver a message from God, people are afraid of the messenger. His first words almost always are, "Fear not." That's exactly what happened when Gabriel appeared to two separate people, very, very different in some ways, and that is Zacharias and Mary. There were here two people, two babies whose births Gabriel was announcing, two appearances of the angel, and two responses, fear and faith. Now, let me begin by saying Luke chapter 1, verse 4 says that this is written that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Luke was written so that we can know the certainty of what God has done, the certainty of what God has said. And right off the bat, we have a contrast, we have a comparison and contrast between two people who received God's message and their separate responses to them. In verse 13, he came to Zacharias and said, "Fear not." In verse 26, he came to Mary, that is Gabriel did, and said the same thing, "Fear not." In this case, it wasn't necessarily a fearful message, it was a joyous message. The birth of John was a joyous. And the birth of Christ is a cause for joy to the entire world. Now, I think it's interesting the different responses that these two people gave to God's messenger and to God's message. Zechariah said, "Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." When Gabriel said, "You're going to have a son," he doubted. "How can I know this?" And Gabriel responds, "Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season, you're going to be without speech. You're not going to be able to speak." Now, I think it's interesting that of the two people, Zacharias very possibly knew who Gabriel was. I think that's why Gabriel said that. In other words, the angel just appeared, but he says in verse 19, in response to Zacharias' unbelief, expression of unbelief, he answered and said, "I'm Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings." In other words, look, I'm Gabriel. I'm straight from God. God has given me this message. This is God's word. I would not be surprised if Zacharias had not read the prophet Daniel and knew that centuries before Gabriel had appeared to others. And so it's almost as if Gabriel is showing his credentials. Look, I'm the same Gabriel that God has used to talk about this time period centuries before. So Zechariah responded in disbelief. Mary, on the other hand, verse 34, said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Now it sounds like the same response, but it's not. It was not unbelief. She was completely obedient to God's guidance, God's command, God's plan. So here's the point. Courage is living by faith in response to God's words. It's not your nation. These happen to both be Jewish people, but the wise men who came from afar, they weren't of Israel. It's not your station. Zacharias was a priest who was from, he knew the Bible. He was a man of age. He was a man of authority. Mary was neither of those things. It's not your size as far as your power. Your potential is not primarily based upon your power, but your response to God's power. It's not your age. Mary was just a young maiden. Zacharias, again, a man of age. So courage is living by faith in response to God's words. Now, when we do, we are blessed. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, verse 37 says. And in verse 45, Elizabeth says, "And blessed is she that believed." That's exactly what Mary did. "For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Gabriel was just the messenger. The message was from the Lord. So today, have the courage to acknowledge you know what it is you know, and have dependence on God to show you what you need to know. Courage is living by faith in response to God's word.